We are holding by the Mishnah Daf Yud Dalet Omer Aleph on top.
Mishnah read this: Hashoychet b'Shabbos Yom Kippurim. If somebody shechts of a Jew shechts an animal on Shabbos or on Yom Kippur, Sa'afa Pishim is chayv b'Nafshi, even though it's chayv Misei, did an Aveira, or Rashi says on Yom Kippur means chayv Koris, still shechitasek Shera, even though it did an Aveira, and even though maybe comes a Mumah here. But in the Ran speaks, I will say, Yon becomes a mumur after he does the shechita. So it could be his second shechita would be possible. But this shechita itself, he didn't become a mumur yet. So this shechita is kosher, he'll not eat mishchitosim. Yeah. Samura says, Omer Rav Huna, Dorash Chia Barav, Mishmei Derav, Asura Bachir L'Yoyma. But you know, Midirabonim though, he'll not let eat from this shechita on Shabbos itself. Rashi says, Asur b'achilu mishum shchita shel Shabbos, like there's a chumrah not eat from it since you did it on aveira on Shabbos. Rashi says, "Afilu bo loch b'boscha," even if you want to eat raw meat, so you should not eat from it since the aveira was done with it on Shabbos. Then the Gemara says, "The nasfin chavil meim is chaverim came and wanted to help him out." Like Rashi says, "Bnei ha'yeshiva," all the while that the Bnei ha'yeshiva thought to say, "So nasfin chavil meim, we have Yehudi." They thought to say that our Mishnah goes like the Yehuda. And the water should be also biyoma. You can't eat the meat that day. So Gemara says, "Hi, Rav Yehuda. Like from which Mishnah do we hear Rav Yehuda hold this halacha? That's also to eat the meat that day. Where's this Rav Yehuda?" So Gemara says, "Hi, Rav Yehuda. Which Rav Yehuda?" Some Rabbi wants to say Rav Yehuda the Hachoni. Maybe it's Rav Yehuda in the Mishnah in Beitza about Hachona. This none learned over there. Mechant chines adluyin lefnei behema. You let it chop up pumpkins in order to serve it, to give it to an animal on Yom Tif. V'yes ha'nevela lefnei klovim. You could even chop up a nevela, dead animal, to give it to your klovim. It's mutter to chop it up on Yom Tif. Rashi said, d'luya means ha'tlushim. What if they're already ticked off, they're not attached anymore? There's nevela says, apilu meis mayim b'shabbos, even they die today on Shabbos. So even on Shabbos you'll have to do these two things. That's the Tanakh concept of Shimon Shita. So he holds what? They're not muksa, and therefore you'll have to prepare it for an animal. If you die, it depends. In Lehois, a nevela mero Shabbos, if it didn't die, if it wasn't a nevela from before Shabbos, so it was alive at the beginning of Shabbos, seals then it's muksa. Asura, you're not allowed to touch this meat. If the animal died on Shabbos, you can't touch it. It's muksa. The three shenim and amuchin. Because it wasn't prepared, Rashi says, shenamuchin esmol kishkidish hayem, lehois soy medes lamaychal klovim. At the beginning of Shabbos, it was still alive. It wasn't blamed for an animal to eat it. Therefore, it's muksa. So, it's like this. Alma, what do we see? Kivun d'loyes kavin me'esmo. Since you didn't prepare it from Erev Yom Tif, it wasn't prepared to be, it wasn't oimit to be eaten from Erev Yom Tif, is asura, it's muksa on Shabbos. So, so hachinam, that's trying now Mishnah also maybe. Well, that's what Yehuda, what Rav Yehuda meant to dashin. In the name of Rav, that he meant to say hachinam here also, kivun d'loyes kavin. Since it wasn't prepared before Shabbos, the person first shechted this on Shabbos, so it's lo iskem yes mo asura. Because the havmin is it's an iskem muksa. That's what Yehuda Rav meant to. That's what Rav meant to say. It's also teeter on Shabbos because it's partially it's muksa. And Rashi says the muksa also midrabbanan. It's also midrabbanan. So Malaya Abaye said back, no midomi. What's one do the other? Hosa mikor mochun liyodam. Rash the mochun leklovim. Over there, first it was a live animal, it was mukhan liyodim. Now you want to serve it to kolovim, that you don't do. It's not, it wasn't aimed to be given to kolovim, so therefore it's muksa. It wasn't aimed to give it to dogs. At the beginning of Shabbos, it was a live animal, and usually an animal you shecht and give it to people to eat, not to dogs. But horcha here was a live animal, true. But mikora mukhan liyodim. Before Shabbos, this animal, what are you going to do with it? Eventually, you give it to a person to eat. Fahashta mukhan liyodim. And now that you made a shechita on Shabbos and you want to give it to an Adam, so the Hav Minir is not called muksa. It's mukhan both for an Adam, so what should be wrong with it? Because Misa and Mur says, Misa, what you hold, Tehema b'chayel l'achila medis, who told you that when the animal is alive, it's oimid to be eaten? Who said that's pshat? No. Tehema b'chayel l'gadla medis. When the behemoth is alive, b'chof an oimid to be eaten. It's oimid to either to have kids or a place to work with, but it's not oimed to be killed to eat. So who it's still called muksa. Yeah. If so, if that's a sfor, what you say now, then when the animal's alive, it's oimid to stay alive, like to work with it, to let it have animals, to have the kids. If so, how could you shecht an animal on Yom Tov according to Rabbi Yehuda? Rechura, before beginning of Yom Tov, the animal, alive animal, is oimid, you tell him in Lagadol, to stay alive, to have kids. So how could he go and shecht it now on Yom Tov? It should be muksa according to Rabbi Yehuda. Or Malay said back to him like this, Oimedis liachila v'yomedis legadol. Enchem, stam an animal is oimid for both. Stam an animal is oimid either to keep it alive and work with it, or else it's oimid lachila for shechita. So it depends. Nishchato, if you shecht the taka on Yom Tov, who beroad lachila medis? You're teaching us now that it's oimid liachila. So that's why maybe both on Shabbos and on Yom Tov, once you made a shechita, you're mavar, you're showing us that this animal is oimid to be eaten, and therefore maybe it's not muksa. But la nishchato, if you do not shecht it on Yom Tov, whereas Rashi says, going zu, shle shochta esmel, Rashi's answering even our Gemara also. As Bishleim on Yom Tov, that you lot of shecht on Yom Tov. So then we say, if you shecht on Yom Tov, you meant to, it's oimid for you to eat it. But here, that on Shabbos, minastam min alar shecht on Shabbos. So if you didn't shecht it before Shabbos, he's showing us now that it's oimid legadol. Le nishchata huvud legadol medes. And therefore it remains muksa now on Shabbos, even if you made the shechita on Shabbos. Rasha Zilka Chuvro Kishkidus Hayom Legad LeMedes. Here by Shabbos Menastam you don't make a shechit on Shabbos. So since the beginning of Shabbos you didn't shecht it yet, it's oimid to stay alive. So therefore, after you makatsa das, you like put your mind away from it. Therefore, it remains muksa. So maybe that's pshat. So it's good of Yuda, Mishnah Golak of Yuda, or like Rab says, that's also teeted today because it's muksa. For the Gemara, I v'holest the Rabbi Yehuda Brera, that can't be the svara. If Yehuda doesn't know from Brera, so here you're telling me how do you shecht an animal on Yom Tov? You're telling me Nastam an animal really should be muksa. Just when you shecht it on Yom Tov, you're showing us that you had das to eat it now. So your das now has to be for also. That's a svara of Brera that we don't know what you mean. And later when you do one way, you show us what you mean. That's Brera. I Rabbi Yehuda doesn't know from Brera. Moshe says, Minol, how do you know that he doesn't know from Brera? In them, if you want to tell me a bit of time, you've learned like this. You learned halakeyach yayin bein akusim. Somebody buys wine or fakusi. And minastam, they did not take off trumas and maisris. So Aimir, when the Jew buys it now, when he wants a drink from him, he has to say, shnei lugim shani yosel hafer shereyin truma, that the two lugim, like there's 100 lugim, let's say, so 50%, I mean 1/50th of it, you're setting aside for truma. Asara maiserishin, 1/10 remain maiserishin, and tisha maisersheni, or mechel and yepoida the maisersheni, v'shoyis to miyad, drink it right away. Divrei Rabbi Meir, and vice versa, yisamech on greira, that these lugim that you made truma or maisa, those will be left over at the bottom of the barrel. So yisamech on greira, what you drink now is muta, and what's left over later you'll take them out. That's Rabbi Meir shita. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon Oisim, they held no. You can't drink from this. Why? Because it's all mixed up together. The Rashi says about him, Rashi, Alma Rabbi Yehuda, left lay Breira. It's in this whole barrel now, you have Truma mixed up in here. So you can't drink from it. If you drink from it, you have to be afraid. Maybe you're drinking the Truma. So you see, Rabbi Yehuda does not hold from Breira. It's only Rabbi Meir that says, you have a right to be Seimech, you drink now some wine from it. And you have a right to say later, tomorrow, the leftover you take off a truma, it's burr, like that shows us only that was a truma all along, and what you drank before is okay. But Rabbi Yehuda doesn't open this burr. So how could you make a shechita on Yom Tov then? So the answer could be no. Maybe really Rabbi Yehuda.